We pulled up beside the watermelon patch and lurched to a stop. It was such a lurch, in fact, that I was thrown from my position on the spare tire and bashed into the cab of the pickup. The cowboys do this all the time, slam on the brakes just to see if they can dislodge me from my seat on the spare tire. Why? Because they get some kind of cheap thrill out of watching me scramble and stumble around in the back. This time it might have been an accident, since Slim didn't laugh or make any cute remarks. That's okay, I can tolerate an accident every now and then, as long as they're not trying to be funny. Slim got out and started unloading the gear. He spread out his bedroll on the ground, built a little fire out of some old cedar posts, and put the coffee on the boil. Whilst he was doing that, I unloaded and made a quick pass through the watermelon patch just to check things out and see if we'd had any visitors since morning. Everything appeared to be just as we'd left it. I returned to camp and sat down on the bedroll beside Slim. And Drover? What did he do? He remained in the back of the pickup, curled up and shivering in a little white ball. He's such a chicken liver. Slim poured himself a cup of coffee and the waiting began. We stared at the fire for what must have been hours. It certainly seemed like hours. At first, Slim responded to every sound by shining his flashlight out into the darkness. But after a while, when nothing unusual showed up, he stopped. He began to yawn. His body began to slump lower and lower as it yielded to the powerful gravitational pull of the bed. I knew what was coming, a typical combat operation on this ranch. The cowboys fall asleep and leave all the dirty work to the dogs. I tried to bring this to Slim's attention. I barked several times and gave my tail a vigorous wag. Did it do any good? Not a bit. The first time I barked, he said, "Dry up, Pooch, you'll wake up the coons." Very funny.